proclaiming the good news of the gospel. This is WXRI, Norfolk, Virginia.
The time now is 7:30. In the South, Norfolk Baptist Church now presents live their evening service. On tonight's program, the Reverend Frank Hughes, pastor of the church, speaks on the topic, The Nation That Is Blessed, from Psalm 33:12. T. Russell Hughes, minister of music, will lead the song service. Mrs. Gwen Whitehurst is the organist, and Joe Hughes plays the piano. Now, tonight's evening service from the South Norfolk Baptist Church.
Father, we thank Thee, in whom we move and live and have our being, that we can come tonight and worship Thee. We pray that as we celebrate another anniversary of this nation's independence, we may also recall the glorious responsibility which rests upon each of us as citizens of this good land. Now bless us tonight as we worship God, knowing that God assisted and gave insight to all of the founding fathers in this nation. For we ask it in Christ's name, amen.
Now let's all get a hymnal and turn to hymn number 191, Jesus Saves.
Thank you.
very hearty welcome for all of those who visit with us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you in this service. And all of those who are visiting, our ushers are ready to present you with a greeting from our church. Would you mind just lift your hand if you're visiting, wherever you are, in the balcony? We're happy to have each of you, and I'm happy to welcome back that group that we had in Ridgecrest, North Carolina, this past week. And I understand they had a wonderful experience. And we're happy to have our young people back and to take part in such a program. And you'll be hearing from them, I'm sure, in the coming weeks, because we'd like to use them in some of our programs. Remember the opportunities which we have in our church this week for you to avail yourselves of on Wednesday, the WMS meeting at 10:30, at 7:30, the quarterly business meeting, which will be followed by the hour of prayer. And of course, on Thursday is our day of visitation. We are happy tonight that we can welcome those who join us by radio. Due to the telethon at the station, we were not on last Sunday night, but we are happy to greet each of our new listeners and others who are joining us to let you know that this comes from the South Norfolk Baptist Church, this service live each Sunday night from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. over WXRI-FM. And we invite you to remain with us the next hour. Remember to pray for our meetings and our services. Our Minister of Music and Education will be back next Sunday and will be leading us in the services. And he's all the way down in the far country of Texas. And so I'm sure that he'll have something to tell us when he comes back. So let us remember and greet him next week on his return as he comes, and he will be sharing in the services with us at that time. Now as we come to our song service, let everyone take a hymnal. As we turn to 196, The Way of the Cross.
Thank you.
your Bibles, I invite you to turn to Psalm 33. The 33rd Psalm is a wonderful psalm which speaks to us about God's blessing upon a nation. Psalm 33, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud voice. And the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people to none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen of his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh down upon the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. May God add his blessing to this, the reading of his holy word. Shall we unite our hearts in a moment of prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we give thanks tonight for the word of God, and we give thanks unto thee for all of the knowledge that comes to us. How that thou didst create this world and bring it into existence. And also, we remember how thou didst help to bring and to guide the forefathers of this nation of ours to bring this country into existence. And we remember, O God, the many, many things that have gone into the building of this nation. Many down payments have been made, sometimes with life and blood, and sometimes at great sacrifice. Individuals have given up much in order to make an installment to keep this nation free. We thank thee tonight for the liberty we have and for every man and every woman who has had any part in the keeping of the principles for which it was founded. We pray tonight, our Father, that men everywhere may come to realize that the freedom we have is not to do as we please, but it is to please God and to do right. And we pray that thou shalt help us to come to this understanding, and may our faith somehow, which has been stamped upon the coins we use in exchange, In God we trust. May that be the reviving note in the hearts of men and women as we go away from the celebration of this anniversary. We recognize that only as we honor God will America be honored. And only as we do this will this nation be blessed. God bless, we pray thee, all those who have helped and those who are helping this hour. And many this hour are suffering much for the freedom of this land. So few of us really recognize and realize the price that is being paid as young men away from home in foreign lands, scattered around this world, all in the interest of the nation and the interest, the welfare of other people for whom we have concern. Now lead us, we pray, in our worship tonight to give thanks for this great knowledge we have of this good land. And may it be a turning point as we think of the goodness and the mercy of God to move us back into close fellowship with thee. May thy richest blessing tonight abide in the hospitals and in the homes and upon those who have needs that must be met, some through surgery, some through other ways. God bless them, everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us continue our singing. 487, My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
We pray thy blessings now upon our gifts. Multiply the usefulness, we pray, to the ends of the earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Frank Hughes of South Norfolk Baptist Church, 1101 Chesapeake Avenue. This service comes to you live each Sunday night over WXRI FM from the church auditorium, and we invite you to tune in and tell your friends about this wonderful ministry. We appreciate those who write us and those who call us from time to time. You remember to pray for us, and we should remember to pray for you.
The psalmist says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." Psalms 33:12. This is a wonderful passage of scripture, and it tells us that we have been blessed of God. 194 years ago, something wonderful took place in this country of ours. And yesterday we had Honor America Day. The past week, people have been celebrating in all sorts of ways. And the national holiday was set aside for the commemoration of July the 4th, which is a supreme day on the calendar back in 1776, when the original 13 colonies issued their Declaration of Independence. For many reasons, the founding fathers took their courageous action because of the abuses that had been taking place in their government. And the declaration included, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed, and that their Creator with these inalienable rights, and among these being life, liberty, and the right to pursuit of happiness. And of course, the Declaration of Independence set the colonies free, and it left them at liberty to build a new government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Now, this did not arrive, they did not arrive at the Constitution without a struggle. And the document, which was to come later, was aided from above. We remember back in 1620 when the Pilgrim Fathers sailed the seas and landed in New England, and they fled from civil, and religious oppressions. And they came here to build homes, to build churches, and to build a better country. Because of their influence, the Word of God was written into the Constitution in principles. The past and the present, we can see the great source of help from above. Now, America is great not because she has more people than any other nation, because India and China and some of the other nations have far more people than we do, but because of the principle upon which the government was built. Now, that is always a wonderful truth, but there is always a parallel in decline and a fear that we have in our nation at the present time, because the history of America has been wrapped around with the blessings of God. For America was founded for this purpose. Other civilizations have been built upon culture, and culture failed. Some have been built upon power, and power failed.